Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart. Thank you for taking the time today to be with me on this very kind of special time in our world, literally. On an individual level and on a global level. We're really in a very unusual, unprecedented, and somewhat unexpected situation. But we're here, all of us together. And I have a guest speaker today that I'm very pleased to have. She is someone whose work I am not really new to, but whose work I have kind of more deeply explored just recently. So her name is Priscilla Stephen, and she is a soul strategist for visionary leaders. And if there ever was a time that we needed visionary leaders, that time is now. Visionary leaders are being called for on all levels of our society right now. And I believe that visionary levels are being called from within their own hearts in a much, much bigger way right now. So today's guest is going to help us to contemplate that and to look at that for ourselves. And again, she's with me for the first time today, Priscilla Stephen, and I welcome you. Hi, Priscilla.
Hi, Melinda. How are you? Hi, everyone.
I'm doing okay. I'm just kind of, I think as many of us are, just kind of doing what I know kind of nourishes me day by day right now and doing the things that I feel I can do to be of help. And I'm doing it like so many of us from our own kind of little corner of the world, really unable to step out too far beyond our doors physically. So we're being called to step out much more in a way that perhaps many of us have not been open to until now, or perhaps many of us haven't really felt that there was a need until now. So here we are, all of us together, in one heart, but separated pretty dramatically in the physical. And I had a conversation with Priscilla a few days ago, and she really helped me to zero in on the knowing that right now that we can all truly bring our gifts to everyone in this time of tenderness and love and great need and also suffering. So Priscilla, wow, it's just, it's an important time for us all, isn't it?
Yes, I like to think of it and know that I will be sharing everything simply from my perspective and what feels true for me. And I invite everyone to use their own discernment of what resonates and is true for them. I am one, perhaps because I work a lot as an intuitive business coach with leaders of leaders, healers of healers, with entrepreneurs that are really called to live a greater purpose and support the greater. Instinctively feel like this is the time that we have been asking for, and certainly the time that Mother Earth has probably been doing her witch's brew about for a long time. It's the time of beautiful shifts. So while in
right.
the very human plane, I feel everything that we are all feeling, and it's a day by day, moment by moment, nourishment, all hands on deck. Today there's been a therapy session. There was a theta healing session before our call. There'll be rest after this call. Like, that's what's needed for today. I know in my heart that this is a very beautiful time. It's a time of stepping into, I call it, we're bridge walking. I like, that's the paradigm. I like to think the image
yeah.
of framing this from wherever we were, you can call it old paradigm, economy, time, world, to a time going from the me to the we, right? From the, it's all about me. It's about getting ahead. It's about competition, about the hustle. You know, forget about Mother Earth, to a time of how can we truly step into being, doing, creating from a perspective where everyone wins. So the collective good, I call it the 360 win. And we're seeing also the cracks in the foundations and the structures and our own belief systems where we, there isn't that willingness, ability yet to really support the greater good. And that's a good thing, right? Shining the light on where there are cracks and maybe perspective shifts or reorganizations or new creations of paradigms altogether to really support people in showing up in their best, reconfiguring things. So my invitation for whoever is listening and for whomever this is resonant to, as I mentioned, my guide mentioned to me, I use a tool called the Akashic Records to help, you know, guide, connect to the soul of people, their businesses and whatnot. And they said it so wisely. They said, be the eagle, not the rabbit. And what I mean by that, I think they meant by that was have a bird's eye view, like get a bigger perspective on what's happening in addition to the rabbit that has a more on the ground, more a smaller viewpoint of, you know, like the eagle can see far and wide, can see beyond this, but the rabbit's in it. The rabbit is also
right.
the one that's hunted, and the eagle is the one that's hunting, right? And so when the fear of the moment where all of this starts to rattle us, remember, are you creating a reality? Or are you being a victim of what you're hearing? What is true for you in this moment? What do you know? And what do you need to nourish yourself? Because ultimately, I think we're really being called to step into sovereign leadership, leadership where we are truly the authorities and the owners of our choices and our decisions, from a really claiming that space, not just kind of, oh, that sounds good to hear and to do someday kind of place. Does that make sense?
I completely agree. Yeah, I think that it's so interesting the way that this has affected the entire planet. Everyone on it
yeah.
is affected.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. everyone is really being, in their own way, just kind of called to look within their own hearts, to
mm-hmm.
visit their souls. You know, and to see what's sitting there, ready to be opened up, and ready to be given, and ready to be received. And I know I've kind of been contemplating this, like all of us, even those who are really boots on the ground right now, those who are caring for those that are ill and those that can't get out, even they are in a whole different timeline right now of their experience of this now. And I, for one, I'm grateful that we have had this chance to get off the hamster wheel for a while and really look inside and really connect again with our spirits without all of the constant distractions. And my hope is that we really give ourselves permission to just deeply open to this message that we're all being given, and we're being given whatever it is in our own way that we need to be given. And You know, and there's lots of fear. There's lots of kind of anxiety, which today I was listening to a really interesting speaker, and she said that anxiety is superimposed over grief. And I thought, wow, that's so true. We haven't really given ourselves permission to feel the grief of our disconnection or the grief of our just human blundering. And we have to be willing to kind of go there so that we can forgive those parts of ourselves that make those blunders. And that helps us to, as you said, it shines the light in those cracked places of our foundation so that we can then heal them and rise up into the new, whatever it may be. So I know your work is very focused on soul fluent, as you call it, which I love that. It's a really coined word that is so perfect. Soul fluent leadership. And the work that you do is really for individuals who want to bring out their light. So for anyone listening right now who's kind of in that place where they're feeling like, oh, you know, I hear what she's saying, where do they start? What's the first step? Or what questions should they be asking themselves, their guides?
Yes, absolutely. Great questions. And that's definitely, there are a few questions. There are four simple questions that I can share at the end here on my site that anyone can download for free that they can get them to reconnect to themselves. So let me just start by saying thank you for having me. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for staying open and to open to new possibilities, right? Because it can be easy to close ourselves off. But that being said, you know, I always joked with people that this is the decade of soul. Not that it has never been, but I felt like the 90s is the decade of social media, like the environment, then the 2000s was social media, and now everyone is like, oh my God, like, where is the meaning in life? And we're pondering some really important questions, and I'll complete my answer to your question in a moment. Like, I think we're pondering questions like, how do I live my most meaningful life and still make a valuable contribution, right? How do I live my life fully and not damage the planet? You know, how, if you have a business, how do I grow my business or my career and have my team or my business members grow and succeed with me? And now, very pertinent, it's how do I lead in uncharted territory and navigate changes without, you know, a playbook, right? Because that's what's uncharted, you know, territory. And how can I live my values among all the challenges, personal and collective, right? So staying true to myself. And where is the yes and, which I love that, you know, I always talk about the yes and versus the either or. And I think the shift between traditional leadership, where it's more the we, and the soul fluent leadership, which is about the 360 win, you, businesses, the planet, the greater good wins, is looking at the yes and, not just about you, and looking at the interwebs of how we're all connected. So fluent leadership to me is really where you, it's a practice, it's a daily moment practice, my moment practice, where you invite your soul to lead the way through which you show up in the world, how you make a contribution. In the work that I was given, the body of work, you know, there was just, they defined leadership as contribution. And to me, leadership is something I think, and this is my invitation to everyone, because leadership can sound like a sanitized, patriarchal, kind of clunky, heavy word. But if you were to ask yourself, what does leading today look like for me in my family, in my work life, with my body, with my sense of spirituality? What does leadership look like and feel like to me? And that can look very different moment to moment. You know, and what is the contribution that you want to make? What feels true for you? I think one thing we are noticing now is that those shoulds that we had of, oh, I've got to make six figures, I've got to have a house, I've got to have all these things, Well, whose definition are we going to really be using to define how we show up? And ultimately, I think we are really being poised to pause and ask, what does contribution look like for me? What does the ideal and true, meaningful version of my life look like? Because ultimately, soul fluent leadership is where you're using your soul's guidance to consciously create a meaningful and sustainable win for the planet and for everyone, while also mm-hmm. living a deeply fulfilled life. So it's, you don't get to make a contribution at your own expense. You don't need to allow your health, your sanity, your bank account, and the things that matter most to you be sacrificed because you're making a difference. The idea of a mater to me is just not the case. It's not what's moving us forward. We all rise together. We all grow and succeed together. So the question is, what would that look like? What would have to change within ourselves, within our belief systems, within what we choose and behave in order for there to be a collective win? And so the reason that, like you said, we're seeing even in ourselves magnified those shadow beliefs, those places of scarcity where we don't think it, things are possible, or where you're still wanting to hoard self, or and that's just a normal instinct, but just noticing the places where we still don't believe in ourselves and others and what's possible, so that then we can shed light on that and maybe choose, make different choices moving forward. But the wave of the future, in my opinion, is showing up in a way where everyone wins, and doing that from mm-hmm. a space of collaboration and from a place of deep caring and compassion. And ultimately, I loved your question because it starts by asking different questions, such as, what kind of a leader can I be today? What kind of a leader do I want to be? What does leadership look like for me? I have a client who has been a huge, like, external leader out in the world for 30 years. And she said, Priscilla, to me, leadership now, she's about to retire, is taking care of my family and making sure that our finances are in order, and that we are taking care of ourselves for our, you know, third act, so to speak. That's really mm-hmm. what leadership looked like for me. And just that it took a ways for me to stop, you know, thinking I was selfish, that I wasn't, you know, helping all these gazillion people and doing this. And like, so, but this is what's true for me. So now where the rubber meets the road is where we get to ask ourselves, what is true for me right now in this moment? And staying honest and congruent with that, I think, is a huge service. And if you're allowed to help others financially or otherwise, do that. And even though people are suffering, we still have permission to be happy, because our staying happy, our staying nourished, you know, amplifies the frequency of joy and possibility. Because just joy and suffering with other people suffering, we can have compassion. It doesn't mean we have to suffer necessarily either. So I'll pause here because I know I said a mouthful.
Yeah, I know that we all have the seeds of leadership. We totally do.
Yes.
We come in with them. And sometimes I think it takes a really big deal to allow those seeds to burst forth and germinate. And I think that we're in one of those big deal periods right now. So I think we're all being given permission to just allow those seeds within us, those seeds of truth and goodness and creativity and compassion, to just really to burst forth and to show up in whatever way is true for us, in whatever way we're guided. And I know so many of us have maybe spent a lot of time, perhaps, sort of trying to figure out, why am I here? What's my purpose? I know I'm certainly one of those who's been in that mode for really much of my life. And it just occurred to me in such a big, beautiful, and bright way when this all kind of kicked in and began to roll through and affect everyone, that our purpose is to just, it's to be our best, to just show up and allow ourselves to feel what we feel and to love who we love and connect and give in whatever way feels right for us. And I love it that you pointed out that leadership within our families is leadership, that your client mm-hmm. saw that after having made a big splash in the world for many years yes. as a leader, that she can still be the leader with as much impact in the areas of her life right now that are her focus. We get all caught up with all the, you know, kind of media marketing messaging about what leadership is. And we can't be trapped by those definitions. We can't allow that for ourselves. We're bigger than that. And at this point in time, we're being called to really step up and be leaders first of ourselves, because that's where all, I think, leadership begins, is within our own hearts and minds and within our own being. So I know that you work with Akashic Records, and there may be some listeners who don't know quite what that is. Can you give us a little bit of an understanding that might be helpful to them about how you work and how anyone might be kind of open to working with their own Akashic Records? That may be a lot to ask for.
I know, it's a lot. I think perhaps many of your listeners know that there are many ways for us to connect to the invisible realm, right? We can call them angels, guides, ascended masters. I like to call the Akashic Records like an ethereal library, where you can pull any book or records, so to speak, about any aspect of your soul from every lifetime. People ask me, you know, does that mean a past life too? It can. But the way I like to describe the records is it's a tapping into your soul guides and asking them for clarity and direction to live your best life. That doesn't mean that it is a predictive space, although it does provide enough clarity to help you really learn and grow as a soul. And that can be any area of your life, business, career, life, relationships, health. My particular joy and expertise is around helping people create businesses that are profitable and joyful and really reflect their purpose. That's my jam. And then this body of work on leadership is an added layer to that, to help really people rise in their leadership, both business and life. And so people that come to me usually are people that are healers, coaches, consultants, or conscious business owners, meaning that they have a mission-based business, you know, for the greater good, and they're looking for support, whether it's a marketing plan, a guidance on offers or pricing or their audience or whatever is related to that. And then a lot of guidance can come through that's deeply aligned and resonant. It's for that person that just likes that added spiritual soul component to business and to life direction, understanding that the records really invite you to be as self-reliant and resourceful and empowered, so you don't just passively sit there, you know, energetically. You just show up, you ask your questions, and it's a very co-creative space. And those that feel called to the records, whether it be through me or someone else, it's definitely a pull, you know, to pay attention to, whether you use it, you know, by hiring someone else, or eventually people end up, you know, coming to me. Some of them like to learn the records, and then, you know, it's a beautiful space of love and truth for clarity, for healing, for so much lovely, good stuff, you know. And in my case, mm-hmm. I also downloaded a whole body of work from it. So there are many ways that it can help people if that's part of their path, I think. I hope that helped.
Very
or
cool.
Or doesn't confuse
yeah.
things more.
Yeah. I think that was absolutely what people needed to hear. There are some really wonderful things that you can gain by going to Priscilla's website, and one of the gifts that is available there that I would encourage you to take advantage of is her leadership manifesto. And again, reminder, this has to do with leadership for yourself in your own life. And then, yes, you know, if it's appropriate and if you're guided to take it bigger, you'll know in what directions to go. But I would encourage you to go to Priscilla's website. It's PriscillaStephen.com, and the link is on the Blog Talk Radio channel page. You can find it there. The replay email that goes out, I'll have that, so you can just very easily click through. But take advantage of her leadership manifesto. And Priscilla, I've got it printed out, and I'm really finding a lot of deep help and beautiful reminding for myself as I read this. And it's really been so beautiful because I just glance at it, and always one or two sentences just sort of jump off the page. And so I want to just read a few that really have jumped off the page at me. It says, "You, my friend, are a fierce, powerful leader. Yes, you. Leading from your soul is about contributing to something bigger than yourself. Your voice, energy, presence, and convictions have the power to change the planet and human consciousness. That is huge for people to take in, that their voice, their energy, their presence, and their convictions have the power, because only once we begin to really own that and breathe that in and take that for ourselves as a mantra, will we just feel, I think, compelled to step in and step into our soul and to make our contributions in whatever ways we're guided to. And that's what's so beautiful about the human race, is that we're all different. And nobody does it quite like anyone else, whatever it is they're doing. When we, however, when we're not doing what is really emanating from our heart and our soul, that's when it starts looking like what everybody else is doing. And I'm guilty. I've done it. I've tried it. It's like, oh, I should do this. You know, I should do it like that. And it's a learning curve, but it's also a really, it's a beautiful acknowledgement for you to just have a mantra like this and just keep it for yourself in those times of quiet meditation, or in those times of kind of harried frenzy. Those can really keep you steady and hold you kind of steady in the light. And I thank you for gifting us with this, Priscilla, with these beautiful sentences of great power and light and love. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Oh, well, again, I knew this was going to be an interview that would fly by. I just knew they do that. And thank you for the work that you're doing to really help support leaders and individuals in stepping into their light, into their own gifts and their brightness and their service to the world. Bless you for your work. Thanks, Priscilla.
Thank you. And if I may just remind everyone that you matter, your voice matters, your contribution matters, however big or small you define that for yourself or believe it to be. And to know that if you feel a call to do something, an intuitive nudge, if it seems unusual, crazy, or however outlandish it might feel, to please follow those nudges. That veil between the invisible realm and our reality is thinning, so that we can really hear more and receive more guidance from God, Spirit, however you define that for yourself. So please stay open. And when you receive the guidance, my strong suggestion is, despite fear or trepidation, do not hesitate. Act on the intuition, because that is precisely what will create and catalyze more change and share your light and help other people.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely true. Listeners, thanks for being here today, for taking some time out of your day for yourselves to hear this message, to hear the words that Priscilla has shared. Do go to her website and look around. She's doing some really beautiful work. Take advantage of that leadership manifesto. Print it off, and let it be a blessing for you. Thanks, everyone, and thank you, Priscilla.
Thank
you. Much love. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.